بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أتدرون من المفلس؟ قالوا: المفلس فينا من لا درهم له ولا متاع. فقال: إن المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة، ويأتي وقد شتم هذا وقذف هذا وأكل مال هذا وسفك دم هذا وضرب هذا، فيعطى هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته، فإن فنيت حسناته قبل أن يقضى ما عليه أخذ من خطاياهم فطرحت عليه ثم طرح في النار. رواه مسلم. We continue the chapter on oppression, the harms of oppression and oppression being prohibited in Islam. This is the kitab for those who are not familiar with. This is Riyadu Salihin of Imam Nawawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and for some months we have commenced this kitab, different chapters, and these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enable us to understand what is haq, what is correct, and what is wrong, so that we may improve our lives and do those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this lengthy chapter on oppression is the last few hadith of this chapter. And in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. He questioned the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, and he asked them a question. He posed a question to them and he said, do you know who is a pauper? Who is an insolvent person? Who is a muflis? Who is a bankrupt person? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, in this particular instance, they gave a very simple answer, which you and I would do this, give the same. And they said, al-muflisu fina man la dirhama lahu wa la mata. As far as we understand, a pauper, a bankrupt person, an insolvent person is that person who's got no money, he's got no goods, he's got no possessions, no dirham, he's got no rands, he's got no sense, he's got no possessions of this world, no material possession. Such a person will say he is an insolvent person. Rasulullah said, innal muflisa min ummati. No. In fact, a pauper, an insolvent person, a bankrupt person in my ummah is that person who comes on the day of Qiyamah with a lot of salat. He has performed a lot of salat, a lot of fasting, siyam, a lot of zakat. He bring all these good deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, وَيَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا. He would come in this condition that he had sworn some person in the world, of course, unjustly. And or he may have accused and slandered some person unjustly. He may have ate the property of some person. He may have spilled the blood of a certain person. So this person comes with a lot of salat, a lot of zakat, a lot of roza and hajj, and so much of amal he will come. And obviously, he will think that now he's successful because he brought so much of good deeds. But at the same time, he usurped the rights of his fellow human beings. Either he killed some person unjustly, he slandered some person, he swore at some person, he accused some person, or ضَرَبَ هَذَا, he struck some person, he hit some person. So that those people who were unjustly hurt in this world, they will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular point. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these people were ill-treated and they were oppressed by this particular person, this good person, Allah ta'ala will then repay them with his good deeds. فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ. So the first man who came, Ya Allah, he swore me. So Allah will give him an equivalent amount of good deeds. Somebody else will come, Ya Allah, he usurped my properties. According to that, Allah will take away from his good deeds and give that person. Like this, a whole line of people will be there. And each person will now be given from this person's nekis, from his good deeds. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى مَا عَلِيهِ. Rasulullah says, if all this person's good deeds are now taken away and given, and still there are more people claiming their rights, what will happen then is, those people's bad deeds, their khataya, their bad deeds will now be taken away from them, and put onto this person, And eventually, obviously, he's only got bad deeds, no good deeds to his credit. فَطُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ He'll be thrown headlong into Jahannam. This is such an important hadith, and alhamdulillah, it is the month of Ramadan. We have been hearing various discourses from the very great ulama who have come here and who have passed on beautiful advices. May Allah accept the efforts. But let us ponder. Ramadan is a month of reflection. And not just reflecting, first of all, to see, what is my ta'alluq with my Allah? What is my bond with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How well am I performing my salat? Am I regular in my salat? Am I doing my salat correctly? What about my faraid, my qada, which I have not given so far? I haven't read those qada, namaz. What about my zakat? Over the years, I did not pay. What about my rozas? Probably in my young days, in my jahiliya days, I did not keep those fast. So all those things we have to now reflect, and we have to make amends, inshallah. We make that firm determination that immediately after Ramadan, I will repay all these things. Also, just as important as huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as important as the rights of Allah are concerning us, are the rights of human beings. We have usurped the properties of so many persons. A man is in, mashallah, he's a musalli. He goes Hajj and Umrah every year. And he does a lot of charitable work, but he has not paid his sisters their share of the inheritance. How many a person has not even wandered the estate? There are people who are waiting for their inheritance. They have passed on, they have left this world. Their children have waited. They have also left, the grandchildren are waiting. On the day of Qiyamah, this is what will happen. You will come with all your good deeds. You did so much of namaz, so much of tilawah, so much of dhikr. You had ta'alluq with this sheikh and that sheikh, and you went out in the path of Allah, and you taught in a madrasa. You did so many good things. But you hurt some person unjustly. You swallowed and you usurped the property of some person. Now all those things we do not show much importance and attach importance to, whereas in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is very, very serious. And therefore, in the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما أنا بشر. Rasulullah says, I am just a human being. Of course, he was the greatest of Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خاتم الأنبياء. So we show Rasulullah the due respect and love and muhabbah. There was no person, there is no other person greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As an ummati of Rasulullah, we should be happy and proud of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he mentioned, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرَ I'm a human being like you. And what happens is, وَإِنَّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ إِلَيَّ Many times you come with your disputes to me, and you claim that this is mine, and you bring the person against whom you're making the claim. وَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَكُمْ أَن يَكُونَ أَلْحَنَ بِحُجَّتِهِ مِنْ بَعْضٍ But sometimes it happens, as you put forward your case, the person who is innocent, he is unable to express himself very well and eloquently. Whereas the person who is wrong, the way he puts forward his case, as though he is on the right. He is more alhan. Alhan means he is more eloquent. He has the power of convincing the person in front of whom he has brought the case. So he came before the judge, and he's able, he's got the gift of the God, he's able to speak very eloquently, and he's got a very polished language. So the way he convinces the judge, so the judge genuinely feels that yes, he is the lawful owner of that particular item or possession. And Rasulullah says, then, فَأَقْضِي لَهُ بِنَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَعُ According to what I heard, and the way the case was presented, then I judge according to what was brought in front of me, and the way the manner, the person, he convinced me, and I really believe that he was on the haqq. Then Rasulullah says, فَمَنْ قَضَيْتُ لَهُ بِحَقِّ أَخِيهِ If I did give a verdict in favor of some person, because the manner in which it was presented, and remember, I'm a human being, so exactly how he, of course, Rasulullah looked for what was true, what was the truth, but the manner in which this person explained was very convincing, and then I believe that he was the rightful owner, so I gave the item in his favor, whereas it was حَقِّ أَخِيهِ It belonged to his brother. In essence, Rasulullah says, فَإِنَّمَا أَقْطَعُ لَهُ قِطْعَةً مِنَ النَّارِ I have cut a portion of Jahannam for him. In other words, that item that he took, he knew he was wrong. But he convinced me that he was the rightful owner. So I gave the judgment in this world. In this world he won. He was triumphant, he was victorious, he was successful. And he beat his brother, he took away their property. On the day of Qiyamah, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this case will be presented, this unlawful item he took will become a means of him going into Jahannam. So respected brothers and elders, sometimes we may take our cases to our muftis and ulama, and as human beings, if they make an error, and we knew that we were right, and we usurp the right of our Muslim brother or sister, and so many times there's a partnership in the business, and there are disputes. Yes, we know that we have taken away his right, but because we want to amass wealth and we want to become more rich, and we want to see him going down, then we present the case in such a way that sometimes the fatwa is given against him in our favor. You may be a winner in this world, but in the day of, on the day of Qiyamah, you will lose. Imagine. Therefore, ulama have said, the zillat, the humiliation on the day of Qiyamah is worse than the zillat, humiliation in this world. In the dunya, you get humiliated, it's finished. But in the akhirat, it's perpetual humiliation. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us, forgive the entire ummah, protect us, may Allah guide us. These are things which are important. It is the month of Ramadan. Make the resolution. Whoever's property I have usurped, whoever's money I have taken, whoever was unlawful or unjust who I oppressed, ask the person for forgiveness, make amends. So on the day of Qiyamah, we're not embarrassed before our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not embarrassed before our friends, our family, our children, where we have so much of amal become, but each neki is taken away and given to somebody else. Imagine somebody sees the most embarrassing or the most saddest occasion in a person's life will be on the day of Qiyamah, we see when you see your good deed in somebody's scale. Your good deed is now taken and given to somebody else. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.